Hey, Pastor Tony.
Hey, Pastor Chandler.
What's going on?
What in the world?
What in the world?
Is going on?
What's going on?
What is going on?
I think we should begin this podcast with the fact that life is...
Busy?
Busy.
It is.
It is.
It's busy for many people. Are you busy?
Yeah, I am. I find myself busy most of the time.
You got a fuzz on your nose.
Oh, no. Now everybody knows.
You got it.
Now everybody.
Everybody knows. Knows.
Yeah. And sometimes certain things have to be foregone.
Right.
Foregone.
Foregone.
And the last 2 weeks, we
probably
just haven't.
Old English is foregone.
Foregone. I have a leaf from Matthew chapter 6 from an old English Bible. It's pretty large.
Cool.
And
do the S's look like F's?
Yes.
Sweet.
It's hard to read.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho.
So it could have been sorgine.
Yes. Or fik e
first
the kingdom of
God.
God. Yeah. That's what it looks like. Anyways. Apologies for the lack of podcasts to our trusted and faithful listeners.
Thanks for listening if you're listening to this.
Yeah, thank you.
In fact, if you're listening to this, just go ahead and give us a shout out.
Yeah.
Right now, wherever you are.
Just say...
Say, hey.
Go...
New Life.
Go New Life.
And then if you want to follow it up with an email, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, just let us know.
But we're pretty excited.
Yeah. Well, let's go over some announcements for the week. This doesn't have to be a long podcast.
No, it can be nice and short and sweet. So you can get on your day with a little interruption.
But a lot of knowledge.
Oh, yes.
About what's happening.
Important things.
All right. So this week is the last week to memorize. Well, I mean, you can continue to memorize it the rest of your life. But
you should.
The memory verse for New Life this month of February, my birth month.
It is. Is it this year that your birth month is happening?
Yeah.
It is.
The 29th. I'll be able to celebrate this year.
Wow.
2 Corinthians.
What are we doing?
Well, I told Kimmy what I wanted to do, and she said it sounded kind of childish.
What's that? You want to play some games?
No.
Oh. That.
I want to go to Chili's and eat dinner. I like Chili's.
Chuck E. Cheese?
No. That's what I thought would be childish.
Right. That's immediately what I thought you wanted to do. Chili's.
They have all
you can eat chips and salsa.
It's good.
They're buffalo wings, boneless buffalo wings.
You're into those?
Oh, yeah.
You're a buffalo wing kind of guy, though.
Yeah.
Not me.
No?
No. I just don't like the mess. People might know this about me.
Boneless with a fork.
Well, that's true. They're spicy.
It's so good.
The memory verse for February is 2 Corinthians 2:14, but thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us into triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. So, take that to memory.
Right on. We are inherently odious as followers of Jesus Christ, and some see us as a fragrance that is glorious, and others see us as a fragrance of death, as Paul later explains.
Mm-hmm.
So
we want to look like Christ.
Yeah.
Sound like him.
Yeah.
We even want to smell like him.
Julie had bought some wasabi almond.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Because Kimmy bought the same thing.
Yeah, well.
They must hang out.
I tried. I popped them in like they were going to be candy. 4 of them at one time.
Not good?
No. Terrible. She loves them.
I didn't care for them either, but...
That was the fragrance of death.
Yeah. However,
but she feels that they're the fragrance of life.
So one is perishing and one is...
Yeah.
Being...
I'll
Here's some
decide.
Things that are going on at New Life this week. February 24th at 12:30 is the grief share meeting is at the New Life building. So if you know someone who has lost someone close to them, this is a great ministry to make them aware of, and yourself as well. On February 24th, we'll have Immerse Family Studies at 6:30 p.m. at the New Life building. February 25th at 6:30 a.m., the men's Bible study is taking place, continuing through Acts. Right after that, at 9:30 a.m., the women's Bible study will continue to go through the book of Hebrews. It's never too late to join any of those studies. I tell myself that.
It's never too late. We should also mention that every time dinner is had by anyone at New Life, it is essentially a New Life dinner.
That's true.
Yeah. So we don't have time to outline how many dinners and get-togethers are happening, but they're happening.
Yeah.
We are a family. True. We are a family-oriented church. Ultimately, we're oriented around Jesus Christ.
We're never not the church.
Right.
We're
always. So if you're having dinner with someone from New Life or just your family, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It's important.
It is.
Also on February 25th, there's an evening grief share. So if you can't make the afternoon grief share on Wednesday, Thursday nights, this week is February 25th. That's at 6:30 p.m. at the New Life building. Just wanted to remind everyone that on the New Life website, there's all kinds of things. You can stay up to date with events. You can listen to past sermons. You can see what songs we'll be singing the coming Sunday and more.
That's right.
Lots of resources there. Two announcements to go over.
Okay, let's hear them.
One.
I need to hear.
Yes. We are looking for someone to be our vacation Bible school coordinator for this summer.
Oh, yeah.
That is someone who is good with children, good with organization, good with administrative type of things, and really directing a lot of volunteers.
Cool.
So if that sounds like you and you're interested in serving, we're just looking for some help. Over the summer, Kira is busy. Kira Gilbertson, who was over the children's ministry, she's busy getting ready for the next school year.
Yeah.
And so we need some help, please.
So if you're listening to this podcast, that might be you.
It might be you. Okay. And if you're interested, email me, Pastor Chandler.
At newlifechristiancommunity.org. Are we opening that up yet?
I don't know about that.
Oh.
You can find my email on the website. The second announcement...
Didn't you get that email?
I did, yeah, but I thought I said Wiley. At
what did you
say? NewLifeChristianCommunity.org.
Pastor Wiley.
That's what it is?
Yeah. That's what you said.
I haven't ever opened it yet.
Oh, okay.
Have you?
No.
Not mine, yours.
No, I have not.
Okay. This is something our church needs to know because it's something our church is a part of. The Feed My Starving Children food pack is coming up, and with that, there's three things going on.
Okay, one,
we need a fundraise, and it sounds weird for New Life to say that, we need a fundraise, but what we need to do is raise $3,000 for the food pack. We've decided we're going to feed hundreds of children.
More than that, I think, with 3,000.
Yeah, lots.
Yeah,
lots of children.
B.
So we need to raise money, and if you would like to do that, come to the New Life building on Sunday morning, be here Wednesday night, and there's envelopes. You can take an envelope. Right when you come in, you'll see these envelopes.
Grab an envelope. Last year we had envelopes out, or you could say envelope.
What is the right way?
I don't know.
Envelope?
Envelope, envelope. Envelope.
Okay.
Depending on Old English, maybe it's envelope.
On, but it's...
En, un, on. En. Anyway, last year the white, manila white things... were unlabeled. This year we labeled them, and I thought it would be funny to, not funny, fun to just randomly put the wrong numbers within, but we didn't do that.
We didn't do that, so be
encouraged. It's all accurate, right. Yeah.
Secondly, B, the pack. New Life will be having its own registration for signing up for the food pack. That's when we get together and put all the food together for the many, many, many people that this pack will feed. It will be held Friday, April 1st, with the following time slots, 5 to 7 p.m.
So, okay.
Also Saturday, April 2nd, and there's several time slots there. If you want to help us pack, go to the New Life website, download the newsletter.
Get this stuff that we're talking about.
And you can see it.
And you'll see it right there. And Trace.
I'm having a hard time explaining this, I feel like, via podcast.
That's all right.
John in the Word. This is the letter C, number 3, color green.
Got it.
Drawn in the Word, Hope Evangelical Free Church is hosting a Drawn in the Word on Sunday, March 6th at 3 p.m. with all funds going to the food pack. They have asked New Life to donate 3 pans of bars. If you're in the South, you don't know what that means.
That's like a brownie or...
A lemon bar. Lemon cake.
Lemon?
Am I saying that weird too? How do you say it?
I don't know. Lemon.
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 Well, two bars? Things happen when you're in the South. You don't know what a bar is. Secondly, you don't speak very good.
That's all right.
English.
It's English. No, it's totally cool. Because actually, in the Appalachian, high up in the mountains, they probably speak Old English better than anyone. It's been preserved.
It's been preserved
for hundreds of years.
Anyways, we need bars.
Yeah, brownies. That, right? Bars? I think so.
Okay.
Burrs.
Bars. All right, that's it for announcements.
This is supposed to be a short podcast.
Here we go. We want to talk doctrinally just about one thing.
It's an important thing.
In our New Life Constitution, our bylaws, what we believe, our statement of faith, I said that a bunch of different ways, but what's it say about the Word, Tony?
I'll tell you what it says. Oh, man, my phone's messed up.
I'll tell you what it says.
It's really weird.
It says the following. This congregation believes that the Bible is the Word of God without error in the original manuscripts, written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and that it has supreme authority in the matters of faith and conduct. So, the word without error is also called inerrancy.
It is.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm interested to hear the distinction that you have to make, though.
Yes. We believe in inerrancy, not infallibility.
That's right.
And so we were just talking about the difference real quick. And I'll leap with this.
Okay.
They both start with the same premise. Infallibility would say the Bible does not deceive.
Okay.
Inerrancy would agree. However, there's some striking differences as you go further.
Yeah, when you said they're both starting with, I was thinking prefix.
Like A?
In.
Well, that's true. They both start with the same.
That's true,
same
too.
Letters.
It is. But I want to hear this, the premise.
Infallibility, let's just talk about that for a second.
All right.
Infallibility says the Bible is true in what it teaches about salvation. It's absolutely true without error in what it teaches about salvation. However,
there are some limit to beyond that, the
right.
truth.
Yes.
In that.
An infallibilist would say.
It's a good word.
If it's not dealing with salvation.
It's wrong. Could be
it
wrong.
It could be wrong.
Yeah.
So things like history or geography
yeah.
or numbers.
And they would maybe even hide this belief in the saying things like, well, it's most likely correct. However, it might be wrong.
Right. And they would say the Bible is truthful in that it leads us to salvation.
Which is a true statement.
Right. And so it gets kind of hairy.
Right. But it's not the entire truth.
Right.
Right.
Inerrancy, on the other hand. Go ahead.
Inerrancy is that what was written by the authors in the original manuscripts both has been perfectly preserved up to today, but also it was entirely true in what they stated the very day they penned it. So,
right.
But there is a distinction we need to make. We don't have the original, what are actually called the autographs from the authors. None of them have survived. So there are, over time, there are periods and dots and markings that have been added and have disappeared. But the original autographs are, we believe they're inerrant in their propositions of truth beyond salvation even.
Mm-hmm.
That's a firm conviction we have.
Yeah. And perhaps it's helpful to have this distinction. As someone who believes in inerrancy, or as a church, we allow for original language. So the author was free to write within their own personality, their own perspective. And oftentimes, especially in the New Testament, the authors are translating Aramaic into Greek. So they can't quote exactly. For example, they can't quote Jesus exactly because they're not writing in Aramaic. They're
exactly.
writing in Greek. So we allow for, also inerrancy allows for round numbers and approximations and mistakes, grammar mistakes.
Right.
Example is Luke is really well written.
Yeah, that's a great example.
And John might have had some grammatical errors.
Yeah.
Like when I say lemon, it's not
You're not incorrect.
I'm not saying it. I'm saying it wrong, but I'm not incorrect in what
that's
I'm
right.
saying about the fruit.
You're correct.
Is it a fruit?
It's a citrus.
It's
fruit.
A citrus fruit.
Yeah.
Did that make sense, what I said?
I think it did.
Okay. Yeah. You'll have to email us and let us know.
Let us know if you if we make any sense.
We believe in inerrancy, not infallibility.
We do believe that the Bible is infallible, but beyond that, we also believe it's inerrant, and all that inerrancy encompasses. So it's true in salvation and life and conduct and all matters.
Yes.
So even in the as we may have heard recently, even in the dark annals of Joshua.
And it all comes down to the fact that when we say the Bible has authority, which is what the Constitution says, what we're essentially saying is that the Bible has God's authority because God has placed his authority in it. How do you say this name? It's an old guy that lived about maybe 100 years after John Calvin. Turretin or T-U-R?
Tertullian?
Yeah, I think so.
Or Turretin. Turretin is also a philosopher.
That's who I was.
Yeah. Tertullians are before.
He said this awesome quote.
Okay.
He said, God is not bound to the word,
yeah,
but he has bound us to the word.
Right on.
And so the idea is that God has put his authority in there. So for us to claim something about the Bible is to actually claim something about God.
Yeah.
And so to say the Bible has error, we're essentially saying that God could be at error. And God does not lie.
He does not lie.
All right.
That's right. Thanks for joining in. We also want to say that this is a appendix.
A.
Appendix A. The Spirit is entirely wrapped up in the process of the writing of Scripture. If we didn't say that, he's at the center of that and leading the authors in their personality and in their expertise. And he's also in charge of the way that it's been handed down.
Mm-hmm. There's much more that I could say, that we could say.
Right.
I feel like I want to say a lot, but we said a short podcast.
Anyway, drive safe.
Drive safe.
Keep running well.
If you're listening this way, you're exercising.
Yeah. And keep your eyes on the Lord.
Yeah.
Blessings.